AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Thanksgiving Day 2016. The big parade steps off 2 hours from now in New York. The Muppets will kick things off.
It's time to put on makeup. It's time to dress up right.
Our Warren Levinson reports from New York that security at the parade will be noticeably tighter this year.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Parade features 1,100 dancers and cheerleaders, plus 1,000 clowns, literally, and three times that many cops. Mayor Bill de Blasio says authorities are not afraid of a note in an ISIS magazine calling this a good target.
There's no credible and specific information of any specific threat directed at this parade.
One new feature of the security plan, sand-filled dump trucks to block crosstown motor vehicle traffic as the parade marches down Central Park West and Broadway. That's partly in response to the Bastille Day truck attack on revelers in Nice. Warren Levinson, New York.
President-elect Trump is wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
It's my prayer that on this Thanksgiving, we begin to heal our divisions and move forward as one country, strengthened by shared purpose and very, very common resolve.
And the White House has just released President Obama's final Thanksgiving Day message, in which he reflects on what he calls a noisy, passionate, and sometimes divisive presidential campaign.
But a few short weeks later, Thanksgiving reminds us that no matter our differences, we're still one people, part of something bigger than ourselves.
President Obama in a message just released by the White House on this Thanksgiving Day. You can watch football all day today. The Vikings and the Lions kick it off, followed by the Redskins and the Cowboys, and then tonight the Steelers and the Colts. About 49 million of us are going to be traveling on this Thanksgiving holiday. Gas is cheap, $2.13 a gallon, and the AAA says that's one of the reasons a lot of people are on the road. Another is the improving economy, which means more jobs. This is AP Radio News. A Wayne State University police officer has died a day after he was shot in the head while on patrol near the campus in Detroit. Officer Colin Rose was 29 years old. Our Corey Williams reports from Detroit that Officer Rose was on duty Tuesday night when he called in to say he was investigating possible thefts from vehicles.
Tuesday night, Wayne State University police officer Colin Rose was investigating complaints of thefts from motor vehicles in one of the Detroit's neighborhoods. Later on, another officer drove by and found Rose lying on the ground. He'd been shot once in the head.
Police say a suspect in the shooting was arrested late Tuesday night a few blocks from where the officer was shot, but no charges have been filed against him. Police in Chattanooga say a school bus driver had no drugs or alcohol in his system when he careened off a roadway and smashed into a tree, killing six elementary school children. The driver is now in jail. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.